This is a podcast from Leeds Student Radio.
It's time for us to start tackling your problems, your issues, your worries in SOS. This is the part of the show where basically we become agony aunts for the next 10, 15 minutes, however long it takes. And we go through your big problems, your big issues. If you are listening and you do have something that you want us to sort out, then feel free to
tweet us at ThisIsLSR or using the hashtag LSRDoesFreshers.
Exactly. So, the first thing, Freshers Week, it's a big time. Everybody's moving away from home, everybody's moving into new halls, a whole bunch of new people. And I think this first one kind of epitomises what was one of my biggest worries with Freshers Week.
Is it only freshers where you get to meet and know everybody? Like, after this week, how do we go about, like, socialising? Like, what is it? I kind of feel like a bit pressure that it's only this week where you'll make all your friends for the rest of the year. So, like, any advice on what to do, how to stay social?
So, Freshers Week, big time for making friends, big time for, you know, meeting new people. But what do you do with the rest of the year with regards to, you know, meeting up with new people? Like, what is the best way to keep that ball rolling after Freshers Week?
Well, I know it's been said before, but joining socials and joining societies, I think that's the biggest way to do it. I remember when I was in Freshers last year as an international student, I was petrified and I didn't know what to do, but I forced myself to go to just an event at the Union called the Global Cafe, and I got to meet people who were also international students, and it was just a great way to break the ice. I met one of my best friends there, and she's actually now back in Denmark, but you meet people that you didn't necessarily think you would have. So go to things like that, and also join a society that you're interested in, and you'll meet so many like-minded people. So joining LSR, I've made so many amazing friends, and that would be my advice. Just kind of force yourself to do it. I know it's terrifying, but if you put yourself into an uncomfortable situation for about 30 seconds of it, it will be terrifying, and the rest of it will be absolutely amazing.
I completely agree. I mean, all the societies at the university have things called Give It A Goes. So if you want to try out a society, maybe you don't know if you want to play Quidditch or something, maybe you're like, is Quidditch for me? We do have a Quidditch society, by the way. Maybe you want to try it out. Let's give it a go. So you can go along to like a little session, maybe an hour or two. Try it out. You get a taster for the society and you'll get to meet people who are part of it. So it's a really nice way. Like, you don't have to pay membership before you do it. You can literally go along and get speaking to people straight away. And, you know, by that, you might end up discovering that actually you really, really, really like a society that you didn't think you would. So what about you, Dave? What do you think?
So my personal thing is that, you know, it's not just about societies as well. It's about, you know, meeting people outside of societies. If you're in halls, like, you have a block of people, not just your flat, you've got an entire block of people that you've got something in common with. You're living in the same place. You can meet up, go for nights out, go for a drink, whatever you fancy. So just, it sounds stupid, but just, you know, knock on people's doors and go, hey, I'm planning to do this. I'm planning to have, you know, some people over for a few drinks or something. Do you want to come out?
Yeah.
And get the whole block together. There's these people called halls reps, who it's kind of their job to put on socials for the halls as well. So those are a good way of making friends within your block and friends that you're going to keep for life. Like, it's been 4 years since I've been in halls and I still, to this day, keep in contact with about 50-60 people from my halls of residence.
Wow.
And then on top of that, societies, obviously. But also, you'd be surprised how many people you just meet in the weirdest ways.
Definitely. I mean, a lot of the time it's through friends. Like, if you make a couple of friends and you'll end up getting invited to their house for like movie evenings, for going out or whatnot, and you end up speaking to their flatmates, and that's a really, really good way to meet people. So if you get like an invitation to like a party or a movie night, it's definitely worth taking things like that up, because not only will you become better friends with the people you know, you also get to meet new people who you could get on really well with.
And the big thing, you know, as with making friends with anyone, is always finding something in common. So with societies, you've got that in common. With, you know, a block, you've got that in common. That's the big thing, is finding something in common with someone so that, you know, it's like, well, we like doing this, so we can talk about this. And that way you kind of make friends and keep them, and who knows, you may just happen to stumble back across them when you graduate and go on to do bigger things. That's the other thing. The friends you make at uni, you do indeed make for life. Like, that is something that I've heard 1,000 times, but it is definitely true.